Interlude 10. Sheeler.
"You have three choices," the Herdasian general said.
He had dark brown skin, the color of a weathered stone, and there was a hint of gray in the thin mustache on his upper lip. He stepped up to Sheeler, then put his hands to his sides. Remarkably, some men affixed manacles to the general's own wrists. What on Roshar?
"Pay attention," the general said. "This is important."
"To the manacles," Sheeler said in Herdasian. Life on the border had forced him to learn the language.
"What is going on here? Do you realize the trouble you're in for taking me captive?"
Sheeler started to stand, but one of the Herdasian soldiers forced him down so hard his knees rapped against the hard stone floor of the tent.
"You have three choices."
The general's manacles clinked as he twisted his hands in them.
"First, you can choose the sword. Now that might be a clean death. A good beheading rarely hurts. Unfortunately, it won't be a headsman who gets the chance with you. We'll give the sword to the women you abused. Each gets a hack, one after another. How long it goes on will depend on them."
"This is outrageous," Sheeler said. "I'm a Light Eyes of the Fifth Don. I'm cousin to the High Lord himself, and—"
"Second option," the general said, "is the hammer. We break your legs and arms, then hang you from the cliff by the ocean. You might last until the storm that way, but it will be miserable."
Sheila struggled to no avail. Captured by Herdasians. Their general wasn't even a Light Eyes. The general twisted his hands, then pulled them apart. The manacles clinked to the ground. Nearby, several of his officers grinned while others groaned. A scribe had tapped off the time and gave an accounting of the seconds the escape had taken. The general accepted the applause of several men, then thumped another, a loser in the betting, on his back. Sheeler almost seemed forgotten for a moment. Finally, the general turned back to him.
"I wouldn't take the hammer if I were you. But there's a third option. The hog."
"I demand the right of ransom," Sheeler said. "You must contact my high prince and accept payment based on my rank."
"Ransom is for men caught in battle," the general said. "Not bastards caught robbing and murdering civilians."
"My homeland is under invasion," Sheeler shouted. "I was gathering resources so we might mount a resistance."
"A resistance is not what we caught you mounting."
The general kicked at the manacles by his feet.
"Choose one of the three options. I don't have all day."
Sheeler licked his lips. How had he ended up in this situation? His homeland gone crazy, the parshmen rampaging, his men scattered by flying monsters? Now this? The dirty Herdasians obviously weren't going to listen to reason. They... wait.
"Did you say hog?" Sheeler asked.
"It lives down by the shore," the Herdasian general said. "That's your third option. We grease you, and you wrestle the hog. It's fun for the men to watch. They need sport now and then."
"And if I do this, you won't kill me?"
"No, but this isn't as easy as you think. I've tried it myself, so I can speak with authority."
"Crazy Herdasians."
"I choose the hog."
"As you wish."
The general picked up the manacles and handed them to his officer.
"Thought you'd fail these ones for sure," the officer said. "A merchant claimed they're from the best Thalen locksmiths." "Doesn't matter how good the lock is, Gerano," the general said with a grin, "if the cuffs are loose."
What a ridiculous little man. Too wide smile, a flat nose, a missing tooth. Why, High Lord Amaram would have... Sheila was jerked to his feet by the chains, then pulled through the camp of Herdasian soldiers on the Alethi border. There were more refugees here than actual fighting men. Give Sheila a single company, and he could rout this entire force. His insufferable captors led him down an incline past the cliffs and toward the shore. Soldiers and refugees alike gathered above, jeering and calling. Obviously, the Herdazian general was too frightened to actually kill an Alethi officer, so they would humiliate him by making him wrestle a pig. They'd have a good laugh, then send him away smarting. Idiots. He'd come back with an army. One man locked Sheila's chain to a metal loop on the stones. Another approached with a pitcher of oil. They poured it over Sheila's head. He sputtered as the liquid ran down his face.
What is that stench?
Above, someone blew a horn.
I'd say good luck, boss, the Herdazian soldier told Sheila as his companion ran off. But I've got 3 marks on you, not lost in a full minute. Still, who knows? When the general was chained down here, he got out in less.
The ocean started to churn.
Of course, the soldier said. The general likes this kind of thing. He's a little weird.
The soldier dashed back up the bank, leaving Sheila locked in place, doused in pungent oil and gaping as an enormous claw broke the surface of the ocean. Perhaps the hog was more of a nickname.